Cette conférence va maintenant être enregistrée.
Ok. Dāne jābzu che dāge jinsōn jībē sēn nāṁ rōlā pēnsē sāngjēn rūpā yōy sāngjē chūdāṁ sōjē chūnāṁ sāngjū bārdu dāne jābzu che dāge jinsōn jībē sēn nāṁ rōlā pēnsē sāngjēn rūpā yōy sēmjēn dāmjē dēv Dibhe judan tembar jurje dungar dan dungar ji judan travar jurje dungar mebe dev tamba dan mendar va jurje nyeren chadan nidan tarv tanyan jembala nebay jurje semjen tamje dev Deve judan dembar jurje dungardan dungarji judan travar jurje dungar mebe deva dambadan mendava jurje nyeren chadan nidan jarve tanyan jembol nebar jurje semjen damje deva dan deve judan dembar Dungar dan dungar ji judan travar jurje dungar lebe deva tamba dan mendava jurje nyerin chada nidan travar panyan jembala nebar jurje parden zave lama rumbo che dage jevor pede dejo Kattin Jembo Gune Jison De Kuson Toje Ngur Tsardo So. Yeah. You have something to read or not?
In French.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
On va réciter à notre tour en français uniquement les prises de refuge et les quatre. Jusqu'à la purification et à la perfection de la pour le bien de ce qui est de Pour le bien de ce qui est, puisque les êtres à féliciter et cause de la félicité de la souffrance, de cause de la souffrance entre nous, de la parfaite félicité libre de toute souffrance de jamais être séparée, et de la grande communauté libre de distinction du bien et de l'attachement à la personne seule à nous. Puisque les êtres à féliciter et cause de la félicité de la souffrance, de cause de la souffrance entre nous,
Okay, so welcome everyone to this meditation course. The meditation course, what we announced is the Mahamudra meditation course, which is trying to recognize natural demand. That is the main thing what we are going to do in these few days.
Bienvenue à tous à cet enseignement sur la méditation. C'est un enseignement sur la méditation de l'ensemble. Et essayer de connaître la nature de l'esprit pour ainsi de profiter.
So here, when we talk about the Mahamudra, which is one of the highest forms of meditation practice in Buddhism, particularly Mahayana Buddhism. So this Mahamudra practice is a combination between Sutra tradition and Tantric tradition. That means basically there are two aspects of the Mahamudra. Sutra aspect of the Mahamudra and the Tantric Vajrayana aspect of the Mahamudra.
Et donc, c'est une combinaison des sutras et des tantras, avec deux aspects, en fait, l'aspect des sutras et les tantras et les vajrayana.
Mm-hmm. So, what is the difference between these two systems in Mahamudra? Is basically, there's no difference. And the actual meaning of practice have no different, because both way come to the recognize natural demand, true natural demand. So that way, in the basic nature have no difference. Yet, when you come through the path and the procedural, there's some or many difference where to practice. For instance, if you engage into the tantric practice, Vajrayana practice in Mahamudra, that means involved a lot of sophisticated methods, skills, and techniques, which is like a visualization, deities, chakras, channel, and also, you know, that's the form of yogas, all those things are, you know, that's involved Vajrayana practice. Through these methods, trying to find or recognize natural demand. That is the Vajrayana system.
En fait, à la base, la différence, c'est le même sens. Tous les deux ont pour but de reconnaître la véritable nature de l'esprit. Mais le chemin pour y parvenir est très différent. Et donc, par exemple, dans le système tantrique, c'est-à-dire le Vajrayana, il y a beaucoup de méditations très sophistiquées avec des visualisations, des déités, des yogas. Et toutes ces méthodes qui sont assez complexes permettent.
Then we go practice system and sutra yana. We are not really, you know, using these techniques. We are not really, you know, this, trying to bring these, you know, sophisticated things, visualizations, and the chakra channels, all these forms, but directly go to the meditation, two types of meditation, and two levels of meditation. Shamatha meditation, which is the Shena meditation, come abounding meditation, and Vipassana meditation, which is recognition or awareness, more you know, involve awareness presence of meditation. Through that, there's a possibility to recognize natural demand.
bon système des sutras. En fait, il n'y a pas du tout de visualisation, il n'y a pas les bonnes outils, etc. On va directement à la méditation, donc à la méditation de la pacification, celle de la vision supérieure, et qui permet d'être en pleine conscience et de reconnaître avec tout le monde.
So, either way, you can practice. In the Tibetan Buddhism, we have these two systems and two aspects of practice of the Mahamudra. So, when we say we practice Vajrayana, or Tantra, the point, the why we practice Tantra and Vajrayana is to find natural mind. To recognize natural mind. There's no other way. There's no other thing. There's no other purpose to practice. Okay? That practice Tantra is supposed to be shortcut. It is like a direct path, supposed to be. But it's, at the same time, one has to have a skillful means to manage that path brings to you for available. It is like, you know, very wild horse. Okay, wild horse. If you wanted to ride on the wild horse, it is not easy. You have to have a skillful reader or reading there's a Chinese. So at the same time, many people like to practice Vajrayana. By the way, we practice a lot of Vajrayana teachings.
Bonsoir, Cécile. On ne t'entend pas.
Vous m'entendez bien ou pas bien?
Non. On t'entend pas du tout.
Vous m'entendez pas?
Quasiment pas.
Ce qu'il faut, c'est de mettre le micro.
Est-ce que là, vous m'entendez?
Oui, là, c'est mieux.
C'est mieux, oui.
Est-ce que là, vous m'entendez? Vous m'entendez mieux si je me mets là?
Deux secondes, s'il te plaît.
Oui, c'est bien, là, Cécile.
Alors, Pierre me dit qu'il a réglé le son. J'espère que vous m'entendez mieux. Par contre, on ne peut plus vous entendre, vous. Et du coup, si vous avez des choses à dire, il faut mettre des messages écrits. Vous m'entendez maintenant? Il faut mettre un message écrit pour me dire si vous m'entendez. Oui, ok, super. Merci.
C'est ok, non?
Oui.
Yeah.
Donc, je parle dans le micro. Est-ce que là vous m'entendez?
Yes, you have to look at it.
Là vous m'entendez? Oui. Donc, le Gampo disait qu'on peut pratiquer des deux manières, que dans la tradition tibétaine, on dit qu'on peut pratiquer de la même manière, que ce soit avec les sutras ou les tantras. Et quand on pratique sur le Vajrayana, donc avec les tantras, le but est de reconnaître la nature de l'esprit. C'est censé être vide, être un raccourci. Mais en fait, il faut avoir beaucoup de moyens habiles pour pouvoir cheminer sur cette voie. C'est un petit peu comme de chevaucher un cheval sauvage, et ce n'est pas facile. Donc voilà ce que le Gampo a dit.
Ok. So today, in this time, I mean this retreat teaching, we are not going to talk about Vajrayana, of course, no need. We are going to talk the Mahamudra, which is related to the sutra practice. That is quite easy. There's no complicate involved, okay? Very easy, very simple, but you need a little time for the practice, okay? Not much involved in philosophical thoughts. It is just an actual where to point your natural mind out. Just directly point out your natural mind, okay? So that is easy. Easy to us. We go in that way, okay, today.
Donc, pendant cette retraite, on ne va pas faire des pratiques du Vajrayana. On va prendre la voie des sutras. Et ce n'est pas compliqué, c'est même très facile. Mais il faut beaucoup de temps de pratique. Il n'y a pas de texte philosophique, mais on parle directement à la nature de l'esprit.
So, how we should do is we just go short instructions and meditate for. And then go short instructions in that way, okay? The most important things you should to really keep, you know, that's instructions in your mind, okay? These instructions not only for today and tomorrow, day of tomorrow, okay? These instructions should be keep in your mind long time. Like, you know, that's even after 10 years, you should to remember. Okay, these instructions, why you meditate, how you should to, you know, meditate, how you should to place your mind and nature state of meditation. The instruction tells you, so you should keep in your mind, write down a list, and you know, keep in your mind. Then you meditate, whenever you meditate, next week, or next month, next year, whenever you meditate, you follow with these instructions and meditate. That is what we should do, okay?
Donc, en fait, pendant ces retraites, nous allons avoir des courtes instructions et ensuite on va méditer. Et en fait, on recommencera après avec une courte instruction et une pratique de méditation. Et ce qui est important, c'est de garder ces instructions à l'esprit et de les garder pour longtemps. C'est-à-dire qu'on ne va pas s'en souvenir juste pour aujourd'hui, demain, après-demain, mais on va s'en souvenir même dans 10 ans. Et ce sont des instructions sur comment méditer, comment placer l'esprit en méditation. Et donc, si ces instructions sont gardées à l'esprit, quel que soit le moment où on va méditer, on les aura toujours présentes pour pouvoir méditer.
Here, I think we should begin with the Shene meditation first, a little bit, okay? Everybody, probably, I guess everybody knows the Shene meditation, basically. Everybody used to be Shene meditation, come around in meditation, probably. I think so. Maybe, yeah.
On propose qu'on commence un petit peu par la méditation et la pacification. Il demande si tout le monde connaît cette méditation et la pacification.
How many people don't know the meditation? Just the beginning?
Qui ne connaît pas cette méditation?
Okay, 3, 4. Anyway, just beginning with the Shene meditation. Shene is Shamatha, abandoned meditation. That is the first need, okay? That is the first need. Because why? This type of meditation keeps your mind in stability, in a calm and a relaxed mind, okay? If you practice, repeat again and again and again and a long time, then you experience that Shene meditative experience, which is mind suddenly calm, relaxed, peaceful, one pointless. Okay. Mind's not running, mind's not, you know, that's a become crazy. Rather, mind becomes very, you know, that's calm, relax peaceful mind in one pointness. Another way.
Donc en fait, pourquoi il faut commencer par la pacification, qui s'appelle le shiné en tibétain et shamatha en sanskrit, c'est parce que ça apporte la stabilité, le calme, un état de détente, et l'esprit en un point, il ne court plus partout, il n'est plus complètement fou.
Another way to say, and generally, our mind doesn't listen to us, means our mind, we cannot control the mind actually, okay? Mind is so noisy, mind is so wild. So what we want to the mind, mind doesn't follow us, okay? For instance, we want to think positive thoughts, we want to have positive thought, but mind doesn't listen to you. I'm something to you else you want to do, okay, like that. If you want to have happy experience, joyful, mind doesn't listen to it, okay? Mind doesn't follow your advice, okay? So mind is usually out of control, always. That's happened usually. It is ordinary mind, like, you know? Usually, every human being mind is out of control, mostly. So if you practice this shamatha meditation, shene meditation, and slowly, slowly, you'll be able to manage mind, keep into your control, okay? Eventually, mind becomes more friendly to you, more domestic to you, and listen to you. For instance, okay, mind stay here for where? 3 minutes. Okay, mind stay without having thoughts. Okay, and as well as if you want to mind thinking something particular objects, always, and mind stay with these objects longer time. Mind becomes more, you know, that's a workable and the domestic type of mind. And that is the, you know, that means shene meditation. Mind becomes under the control.
En fait, la plupart du temps, notre esprit ne nous écoute pas. Notre esprit ne nous écoute pas et on ne le contrôle pas. Il est bruyant, il est sauvage. On veut avoir des pensées positives, un point positif, mais l'esprit ne nous écoute pas. Ou des expériences heureuses, et c'est pareil, l'esprit ne nous écoute pas. Et chez la plupart des êtres humains, l'esprit n'est pas contrôlé. Et donc avec la pacification, petit à petit, on arrive à maîtriser l'esprit. Et petit à petit, l'esprit devient notre ami et nous écoute, par exemple pendant 3 minutes. Et aussi, on peut rester sur un objet plus longtemps, pendant plus longtemps, et on, petit à petit, on commence à maîtriser l'esprit.
Because the mind becomes under the control, that means mind not appears to us, so disturbing mind, so difficult mind, so tensions or other, you know, there's a distress mind. Mind becomes peaceful, realized and silent mind. Because of that, then you will start experience shene, really shene experience, which is like, you know, there's a desarmuto in Tibetan world. There's three main major experiences, like, you know, there is joyful, sal is clarity, muto is non-conceptual, silent. These three things start to experience in your mind. Mind always being the joyful state of mind. Okay. Mind more or less being in the very clarity, freshness. Okay. The mind is always being in the silence, presence, non-conceptual state. That can be experienced later, eventually. That means you experience shene,
OK.
Parce que l'esprit commence à être sous contrôle, il y a moins de perturbations, moins de stress dans l'esprit. Il devient pacifié. Et à ce moment-là, on peut faire véritablement l'expérience de la pacification, qui est la joie, la félicité, la clarté, la non-conceptualité. On commence à en faire l'expérience de cette joie, de cette clarté, fraîcheur. Et un peu après, on a des expériences de non-conceptualité.
That is a really very good experience to us in life. Really, you know, that's a, it is not only the your mind is being joyful, clear, but that affects to your body, physical body also too. Become more body becomes more healthy and healthy because mind and body is related very much. It's very strong related to each other. It affects each other very strong. The mind becomes joy, clear, silent. Body becomes a flexible body, sense of joy in the body. Eventually, you feel the body is so light, you know, light, not heavy. Like, you know. So, for me, the best thing to do is meditation for life. It's not just only the healthy, become healthy life, but it is just, you know, that's a tremendous good experience come to your life. Okay? So this is very good. This is really good. You know, that's a... anyway. So, okay.
Donc la pacification est une expérience très agréable de la vie. L'esprit est clair, joyeux, et le corps est en meilleure santé. En fait, le corps et l'esprit sont très fortement liés. Et quand l'esprit est joyeux et clair, alors le corps devient souple et léger. Donc, pour le Kenpo, c'est ce qui est le mieux dans la vie, c'est de méditer pour la vie. Et quand on est à la pacification, on a beaucoup d'excellentes expériences pour toute la vie. Et c'est vraiment très agréable.
What we need to be done is we need to meditate often in order to gain that kind of quality. We need meditate often. That's what we need, really. Without meditate, just expect something come out of naturally. It's impossible. So therefore, I should say, especially for the beginners, need some kind of efforts, gain patience, a regular practice. It's not suddenly, randomly happened, this experience. It takes a little time. That's okay. Take a little time, it's okay. More and more you spend time for the meditation, more and more meditation becomes easy and easy. Weeks after week, you see, becomes easy and easy, easy. Eventually, meditation becomes natural state of your life. You do not need particular effort, particular time for the meditation. Meditation becomes your habit, daily life's habit, like your way of life. So that's very good. Then, so therefore, before that happens, we need a little bit, you know, better efforts. Let it practice regularly. Don't give up. Like, you know, that you practice 1 or 2 months seriously and suddenly give up. Okay, I've done this 2 months. Not happened anything. It's difficult. Then if you give up that, this is not. Meditation need regular practice. regularly as much as you can.
Que vais-je faire pour arriver à cette qualité de pratique? Eh bien, il faut méditer souvent. Si on ne médite pas, c'est impossible d'arriver à cette pacification. Et plus particulièrement pour les débutants, il faut vraiment faire un temps de réflexion. Sinon, on n'aura aucune expérience. Et si ça prend du temps, c'est normal, c'est bien, c'est pas un problème. Et plus on prend du temps et on passe du temps à méditer, et plus cela devient facile. Et plus la méditation devient naturelle, c'est comme une habitude de vie, de la vie de tous les jours. Et c'est très bien. Mais avant, il faut faire des efforts et pratiquer très régulièrement. Si on pratique juste pendant 2 mois et qu'on dit « j'ai pas d'expérience » et qu'on abandonne, on n'arrivera à rien. Il faut vraiment pratiquer très régulièrement.
So that is the basic meaning of the Shene meditation. Okay, Shene meditation, it's very easy, very good. It is not something we, during meditation, not something we are expecting get resolved next time, not in that way, but it is something to do with the, in this present situation, present time, what you are on, say, on the cushion, and that moment, your total, your situation is changing into the being in the relaxed, peaceful, joyful. It is not something we should not think in that way. I meditate today, tomorrow, or maybe next month, I get something. Not that way, okay? Practice itself should bring into the joyful, peaceful, relaxed. Okay. Result is now, in this present, while you are practicing meditation. Do you see that? That is the really good. And of course, because of this meditation, you will be able to enlighten the individual. That's ultimate, you know, the result. So I should say there's two beneficial results. Temporarily, you are start transforming when you are meditating. At least at that moment that you are quite standing. And ultimately, the result is become recognized natural mind, liberated from samsara, and enlightened. So it is always good. Practice itself is joyful. That's true.
Donc ça, c'est donc le sens principal de la pratique de la méditation, de la pacification. C'est une pratique facile et il ne faut pas attendre de résultats. Il n'y a rien à attendre. Il faut être dans le moment présent. Donc on est assis sur le coussin et pas imaginer qu'on va obtenir quelque chose demain, dans un mois ou dans un an. Et donc, il faut juste être dans la détente, être paisible et joyeux. Et il ne faut donc pas être dans l'espoir d'obtenir quelque chose. En fait, c'est la pratique elle-même qui amène le résultat. Et ça va arriver maintenant et pas, c'est pas quelque chose à obtenir dans le futur. Et grâce à cette méditation, on arrivera au niveau ultime. C'est-à-dire qu'en méditant, on se transforme petit à petit. Et ensuite, on atteindra le résultat ultime qui est la nature de l'esprit et l'éveil. Et donc, c'est toujours bien de pratiquer.
Okay. Then, the second aspect of today's meditation, what we call the Lapkong in Tibetan words, Vipassana. Literally, this meaning of this type of meditation is to find out natural mind, to see the natural mind. Okay, so that means one should to see One should understand the truth of the mind, true nature of the mind. So now we start understanding what is different. Shene meditation and Vipassana meditation. Shene meditation is simply mind keeping silent, relax in one point in a state mind. With this meditation, we have experience, joy, clarity, and non-conceptual experience. Okay. There's nothing to say, understanding. There's nothing wisdom, still not wisdom there. Okay. You are not seeing nature of the mind. You understand? You are experience. Very good. You know, joyful experience, silent and calm, relaxed experience. You don't know that. If somebody knowledge is not there. Wisdom is not there. You are not recognized anything, but you are simply experience. Joyful, great experience. You like it. You want to be there as long as you have time. Okay? But you don't know anything. The mind, not yet. There's no recognition. Okay, there's no understanding through nature mind yet. So therefore, second type of meditation needs.
Donc après la méditation de la pacification, il y a la méditation de la vision supérieure, donc la tombe en tibétain et vipassana en sanskrit. Donc là, c'est voir, trouver la nature de l'esprit, comprendre la vraie nature de l'esprit. Et donc, la principale différence, c'est que dans le shiné, on garde l'esprit calme et détendu en un point. Et par contre, en vipassana, on fait des expériences de joie, de félicité. Il n'y a rien de particulier à voir. La sagesse n'est encore pas là. On fait juste des expériences. Mais on ne sait rien et on n'a pas encore reconnu la nature de l'esprit.
Do we need light on? This. Okay, yeah, good. So that way, in these three days, we're trying to go through step by step in a short way, okay? You should keep in your mind, and I'm trying to go really very essential, very, you know, that's a main points, in short way, in easiest way, okay? I'm not trying to explain you the philosophical way to explain. I'm not so much trying to explain you in the traditional way of explain, but trying to really, you know, keep it as simple as possible, as direct as possible, as shortcut as possible, all these good things together.
Donc en fait, pendant ces trois jours, le tempo se fait aller vraiment à l'essentiel, voir les points courts et faciles à comprendre. C'est pas de manière philosophique, pas de façon traditionnelle, mais aussi simple, direct et en utilisant des raccourcis autant que possible pour qu'on aille vers cette félicité.
So, of course, most of you already know the Shene meditation, Shamatha meditation, but still, let's repeat a little bit the short instructions. We do that tonight. With short instruction and a little bit you know, meditate together, okay? So, for the beginners, what is important to us when you meditate as a physical position, mental position. These two things is important for beginners, okay?
Donc là, ce soir, on va faire une pratique sur la pacification, même si beaucoup d'entre nous le connaissent déjà. Donc, il va nous donner des instructions simples et on va méditer. Donc, il y a deux points importants, la posture physique et la posture de l'esprit.
Physical position, the position is a quite, you know, that's a, you know, everybody, you know, everything, like, you know, it's just a sitting. Cross leg as you like. I mean, this mostly you need to cross leg, and you know that's the same. This yoga posture, same. Like you know, you're trying to keep your body straight, backbone is straight, and shoulders should be relaxed as much as you can. This head position is a little bit, not that much, okay? Maybe a little bit, you know, like you know that's a. Like in that way, it's easy. And mostly you have to feel, you should feel very comfortable, because body is comfortable. Body is very comfortable on the cushion. Not tension, not tense in any part of the body. Upper body, lower body, trying to release it, all the things. Just like you know, the soft, smooth, yet some sort of alertness.
Donc, la posture physique, vous la connaissez certainement. Donc, il faut croiser les jambes, avoir le dos bien droit, les épaules détendues, la tête légèrement vers le bas, orientée légèrement vers le bas. Il faut surtout se sentir bien. Confortablement installé sur le coussin, sans tension du corps. Il faut relâcher toutes les tensions et se sentir. Oui, ça sent. Égal, peut-être quelque chose de doux, d'égal. Et tout en ayant l'esprit vraiment alerte.
Ok. So, the best thing is don't feel tense in the body, okay? Just be relaxed body, very relaxed body. And then, you know, at the same time, you should feel that your body is very stable as mountain. Feel mountain like body, very stable, unshakable body. You feel that deep in your mind. It's sort of confidence, with your body. Like, you know, very stable. That is meditation, actually. If you feel, you sit like powerful, stable, feeling with your body. That is the meditation. Already you are meditated.
Donc, il faut vraiment aucune tension du corps. Et le corps doit être stable comme une montagne. On doit avoir confiance dans notre corps et se sentir vraiment assis de façon stable et posée. Et donc, quand on en est là, c'est déjà la méditation.
When I said that, that's not imagination, okay? Don't imagine your body is mountain. Just feel your body is so stable. So, you know, that's a, how to say, you feel the power feel with your body, dignity, like, you know, sort of, like, you know. This is the meditation, actually. There's nothing, imaginations, nothing, you know, that's a thinking with your body. Just natural, present
a feeling. Do you understand that? Do you feel? Okay, great. Sometimes you should sit in that way.
Donc, il n'est pas question d'imaginer qu'on est une montagne, mais il faut vraiment ressentir, sentir cette puissance dans notre corps. Il n'y a rien à imaginer, il n'y a pas de pensée, mais c'est une présence naturelle de cette stabilité. Et donc, c'est comme ça qu'il faut méditer.
Have you heard before that? Yes, be like king. Great king, sitting throne. Like, you know, it's power fields and dignity, like feeling the stable mountain. Okay. Do you understand? I hope you understand what I mean by these things. Is, you know, it is something really to do. Mind, come back to your body. Feel like, you know, the stability and confident with your body. Some confident, the power field is with you, like stay, like.
Donc c'est un peu comme un roi sur un trône qui a la puissance, la dignité. Notre esprit revient vers le corps avec une confiance dans sa puissance. Donc on peut demander si on comprend ce qu'on nous explique.
Once you sit in that way, you not only you feel your body is just like a mountain, just like, you know, that's a, like, you know, that's a, you feeling like sort of like, I don't know how to say, but others, when you see, when they see the meditation, your meditation, they see, like, you know, quite amazing style to sitting, like, you know. Do you see, like, you know, the statues, like Buddha statues, how, you know, that's very, you know, powerful, with confidence, feeling like, you know, sitting is so amazing. Yeah, I see that way. Probably you also see the most beautiful style to sit is meditation position. That's true. You should know and you should feel that way. I'm sitting like, you know, this excellent way to sit. Like, you know, you should feel that and cushion. Then mind is in, okay. Then you're okay.
Donc, en fait, quand on est assis ainsi, on se sent vraiment comme une montagne. Les autres nous voient avec étonnement, comme si on était comme une statue de Bouddha. Et être assis comme ça, c'est vraiment être dans la méditation. C'est étonnant. Et on doit se sentir de cette façon-là, comme si on était vraiment de façon excellente, assis de façon excellente. Et alors, l'esprit sera... Okay,
bien. Then your mind to mind bring to the body with this, you know, that's a feeling, like, you know, the first step is mind bring to your body. Okay. Okay, means mind, just, you know, your body is very comfortable on the cushion. Okay, your mind very more comfortable than that to your body. Mind brings here, your body. Just feel that, you know, that that you know, slight sensation of the body, sensation that is alive sensation. It is not necessarily pain or pleasure, just sensation. There's a feeling sensation, mind touching with the body, whole body. And you know, at the same time, you have this, you know, that what we call this feeling of fullness in the body. I hope you understand that. Don't misunderstand. That means your mind is supposed not thinking anything, any other things. There's no any ideas, no mental noisy. Now you are not talking, mentally not talking anything, but simply mind be with your body. Okay, here with body. You are not talking, okay, bad. Just touching the body is sensation. Do you understand that? Do you? This is a good point, okay? This is a really good point.
Donc ensuite, l'esprit est amené au corps. Donc le corps est très très à l'aise sur le coussin et on amène l'esprit encore plus confortablement jusqu'au corps. Et donc il y a une sensation de l'esprit en union avec le corps, une espèce de plénitude dans le corps. Mais surtout, l'esprit, ce n'est pas une pensée, c'est un ressenti. Il n'y a pas de, vous ne voyez pas de bruit mental. C'est juste l'esprit qui est là avec le corps, c'est une sensation. Et c'est très important de comprendre ça.
Mind stay with your body and slightly be aware of the body, the sensation. Just be aware. Awareness is not thinking. Okay, awareness, not thinking, not searching anything, just noticing, knowing this sensation, notice, and stay. Okay, without having any thought in your mind, just stay. Okay, as long as possible. Do you understand it? I hope so.
Donc en fait, il faut être conscient des sensations. Et être conscient, ça ne veut pas dire de penser. Ça veut juste dire être conscient. Il n'y a pas de pensée particulière. Et il faut demeurer dans cet état le plus longtemps possible.
There's no question, okay? There's no question. How? Like, you know, how I should do that? Just do it. Mind, body. Stay with this sensation. Be aware. Without any thinking. Be aware.
Il n'y a pas de question à se poser sur comment on fait, comment le faire. Il faut simplement être conscient et sans aucune conscience.
Okay. You do 10 minutes. With the body, first you know how the body should keep the cushion really comfortable. And then how the mind. Okay. 10 minutes.
Donc là, pendant 10 minutes, on se met dans la posture et on prend conscience de son corps.
This is the first technique for the Shiri meditation. Do you see this technique, this method, how it works for your mind? For instance, and generally our mind is being always busy. Something like always thinking something, always, you know, that's imagination something. Always, you know, that the concepts arise mind and arise and disappear, you know, that's uninterruptedly rising, season, something always happens in the mind. These thoughts and concepts, sometimes, you know, that's related with past memories, sometimes the future, even sometimes present situations, thinking too much. And sort of sometimes we have self-conversation, noisy mind, but mind's always occupied. So here, these methods, you know, trying to touch your mind, your body sensation, constantly aware of this sensation, stay with this sensation, and you know that. That means the mind's occupied with this, you know, awareness, your sensation. Only you have one thing in the mind, which is feeling, sensation of your body, which, you know, you are aware that. Mind's occupied by this. And there's no chance to think in other things. In that moment, there's no, we don't give chance. We don't give chance to the mind to think in something else. You understand? Mind keeping one pointness, one object. That object in this case becomes your sensation. You feel that body sensation. Aware. Just stay with that as long as possible. Of course, time to time, you find yourself losing from that position. Mind is doing something else, thinking something else. As soon as you notice that, mind going back again. This is the first training to mind. Let it be here and now. Here and now. No mind's not in the past thinking, not future, not even in the present situation, something, you know, that's thinking. Just here with your body sensation. Now, just present. Okay. You should know that how it's thinking.
C'est le premier entraînement pour l'explication. Donc, en fait, on voit comment ça fonctionne pour l'esprit. Habituellement, l'esprit est toujours occupé à imaginer quelque chose. Il y a des concepts qui s'élèvent sans interruption, des pensées du passé, du futur, du présent, des souffrances. L'esprit est bruyant, il est toujours occupé. Et par cette méditation, par cette méthode, en étant posé sur les sensations du corps et de l'esprit, l'esprit est occupé par le ressenti des sensations du corps et il en est conscient, cela l'occupe, et du coup l'esprit n'a pas de possibilité de passer de penser à autre chose, de dévier. Il est sur un seul objet, qui est la sensation du corps, être conscient, rester avec ça. Alors bien sûr, par un moment, on perd cela, et dès qu'on s'en aperçoit, il faut revenir sur le corps. avec l'esprit ici et maintenant, pas dans le passé, ni dans le futur, ni même dans le présent, juste dans l'instant. On doit connaître ça.
In that case, you are not thinking, okay? Thinking your body. Thought should be shut up. There's no thinking, no conceptually something, you know, thinking, you know, simply feeling without thinking. Just be aware. Aware means noticing. We could say observe. Okay, like you know that what we should do is trying to be very relaxed at the same time, have no tense, relaxed, comfortable feeling, and at the same time, in deep down in your mind, trying to have a joy, joyfully relaxed with your mind, with your body. Very joyfully relax with your body. You feel this body sensation. Feel okay. Like, you know, don't question how. Just okay, I'm here. Dance.
En fait, on pense à notre corps et on dit à l'esprit sur terre, c'est la bouche qui est il faut juste être conscient et observer. Il faut être très détendu, sans tension, avec un sentiment de confort. Et être détendu et joyeux à la fois du corps et de l'esprit, on se sent bien. Et on ne se pose pas la question comment, mais être juste comme ça.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to open the eye. It's maybe you feel closed eye is more comfortable, but if you're trying to open the eye, just you know that's you know normal way to open the eye. You do not have to focus anything. Any other objects. Just open eye, what happens? That is all. You do not have to focus anything. Just open the eye. Don't pay attention outside. Just open the eye without pay attention anything outside. Like, you know, when we look some object, we pay attention to this object. That object, okay. That without pay attention, open the eye. Your attention is in worldly sensation, bodily sensation. Your attention is there, not outside. Then you know, open the eyes, it's okay. The other object did not disturb to you. Since you are free from, you know, the pay attention to other objects. Trying to open eye time to time, at least. That will be good and later.
Oh, essayer de garder les yeux ouverts. Parfois, on pense que les yeux fermés, c'est plus confortable. Mais en fait, il faut ouvrir les yeux et on ne regarde rien. Il faut pas être attentif à ce qu'on voit. Pas être attentif à un objet ou à un autre. En fait, notre esprit est attentif au crâne. On doit être attentif à notre corps, à notre esprit, et du coup, on n'est pas perturbé par les autres objets. Donc, c'est important, c'est mieux d'ouvrir les yeux pour après.
You think that when you meditate in that way, you should to meditate in short period of time. Very real happens to you. Like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. Really, your mind is touching your body, become silent, feel like you're in joy. Just 5 seconds without having any problem. That's good enough. And repeat again. Like, same thing. Do you understand that? shortly, time to it happened real. Like, you know, shortly, it happened real.
En fait, quand on médite, c'est important de faire des courtes périodes, même 5 secondes, et donc être vraiment dans ces 5 secondes dans la vraie méditation.
5 seconds or 10 seconds would be good. And you know, something else happened after that, and come back again. Like, you know, like, we don't see long period of time within the different method or non-method. Okay, it looks like you're method. Mind is not really method. Okay, mind should be really method. Short period of time. For instance, if you 20 minutes meditate, 20 minutes long meditation, the question, it could be, you know, that's many seconds in your mind. Come back again, like 10 seconds. Or maybe something happened. Come back again, like 10 seconds. It really happened. Okay? Not let mind fall into the dullness and run after the agitation. Do you know this? I hope you understand that in this period, in this particular section, methods.
En fait, dans la méditation, on est attentif pendant 5 ou 10 secondes, et après il y a autre chose qui apparaît, et après on revient. Et en fait, quand on donne l'impression de méditer tout le temps, mais en fait c'est pas vrai, et il faut, par exemple sur une période de 20 minutes, avoir de nombreuses périodes de 5 ou 10 secondes, on est distrait, on revient, et ainsi de suite. Et en fait, il faut aussi ne pas laisser l'esprit tomber dans la torpeur ou dans l'agitation.
Do you understand what we are talking? Are you clear? Keep in your mind. Don't forget, okay, this instruction. Don't forget.
Est-ce que tout ça c'est clair? Vous avez compris? Alors, gardez ça dans votre esprit et ne l'oubliez pas.
Like, again, another way to say, you know, mind totally touching your body. Come back to your body. Feel your body sensation. Be aware. And the same, mind is silent, total silent, and this sensation feeling just for 5 seconds, 6 seconds. Good. That's the meditation. Okay. Like 10 seconds silent, very silent, but you have since, you know, only awareness of your body sensation. That is meditation. One has to get used to that. Okay, more and more get used, more become easy, and you can prolong. Then later, you stay 1 hour in silence. It's no problem.
Il faut que notre esprit revienne au corps. Dans le silence et la pleine conscience, et même si c'est 5 secondes, c'est bien. Et puis, petit à petit, on va s'habituer à cela, et ça va se prolonger, et après, on arrivera à rester une heure dans le silence et la conscience.
Do you have any questions? Maybe we have 10 minutes.
Est-ce que vous avez des questions?
Yeah. It's okay.
Are you able to keep the eyes open during all types of meditation, or are you specifically
meditating? No, it is Yeah, usually all types of meditations, it is really good if you open it. If you get used to it. Maybe for the beginners, close eyes feel more comfortable. And you know that is how you feel in the very beginning. If you get used to this open eye, then you know that later you will find some kind of clarity in your mind. Closed minds make something darkness. Open eye is more, spaciousness. This is really something neat. I used to suggest to people open eye. Many people first feel that not so much comfortable. Then later they used to say, open eye is much better now. They say, much better and less thought. They used to say, it's true. At least you're trying to open eye time to time. As I mentioned, you do not have to pay attention to any other objects. Just open eye. And your attention is inwardly silent. Okay.
Donc la question c'était, est-ce que vous préconisez de garder les yeux ouverts dans toutes les sortes de méditations? Et le Kenpo il dit oui. Il dit il faut s'y habituer. Souvent pour les débutants, ça semble mieux d'avoir les yeux fermés. Mais en fait, c'est mieux d'avoir les yeux ouverts pour plus de clarté. Quand on a les yeux ouverts, il y a plus de clarté, plus d'espace. Et souvent on a moins de pensées avec les yeux ouverts. Alors que si on ferme les yeux, on est dans quelque chose de sombre et obscur. Alors si on a des difficultés à ouvrir les yeux, on peut au moins le faire de temps en temps, mais comme Paul l'expliquait tout à l'heure, en fait, quand on est posé et qu'on ouvre les yeux, on ne s'attache pas tout ce qu'on voit, on reste sur la conscience du corps, enfin, l'esprit conscient du corps, comme il nous a expliqué.
This is when I said open the eyes better, it's not just my suggestion. My suggestion, okay? It is really heavy instructions in Buddhism. And meditation instructions, Tibetan commentary, Indian commentary, and Tantric teachings. When they talk about instructional meditation and the physical position, that's the instructions is talk same thing in that case. Never says of course I. Always just a higher doctrine meditation and tantric meditation needs widely open eye. Not just normal way, but
Kenpo dit qu'en fait, il n'y a pas que lui qui dit qu'il faut méditer les yeux ouverts. Dans toutes les instructions de méditation, on dit toujours du bouddhisme tibétain, on dit toujours qu'il faut avoir les yeux grands ouverts et jamais de les fermer. Et dans certaines traditions, dans certaines pratiques du Dzogchen, on dit qu'il faut avoir les yeux très très, très grands ouverts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any question? Other questions?
She says that she doesn't meditate very much because she gets bored.
Et je préfère tous les autres enseignements être individuels
to les autres. She likes better the other types of meditation, Lojong or other meditation.
The meditation is always the same, although get bored. You should be alert a little bit. We got awake, wakefulness. Body should be alert. Mind should not in, that's it, soft. Mind also alert, more, the openness. As you are, so nice, feeling. Then boring, so amazing. Something amazing, in your mind. Okay, feel up, cherish, in a state of amazing, wonderful. When your mind becomes silent, then you feel wonderful. Never get bored. Never, I promise. If you keep mind half sleep, then you know just get bored.
En fait, comme peut dire, finalement, toutes les méditations, c'est pareil. Et quand on s'ennuie, en fait, il faut élever l'esprit, avoir un esprit alerte, vif, étonné, émerveillé. Donc, il faut vraiment élever l'esprit. Et en fait, quand on a un esprit silencieux, on ne s'ennuie jamais. Donc, vraiment, on ne peut pas s'ennuyer.
Any other? Okay, so then we have to stop here. This is a first technique for the Shenin meditation. And today, we've been mostly in the talk, less meditation. Tomorrow, then we try to more meditation, less talk. And each session, maybe I will give one technique, okay? Today's first technique, we should keep that, and then tomorrow morning, another technique for Shenin meditation, and tomorrow evening, another technique for Shenin meditation. Okay, then day after tomorrow, we talk about Lakong, that's trying to talk about other things. This technique, this instruction is important to you. It is not important for this section and this period of meditation, okay? It's important in years ahead. If you keep that, then you can apply that in years in your mind. Continue. So therefore, I give all the very essential instructions within these 3 days. You should work 20 years. Okay, so this is not a beginner instructor. It's 20 years you're working with this. You become really great meditator. Really. Your life being transformed. Sure. You will be enlightened later.
Donc en fait, ce soir, on a parlé plus que on parlera moins des jours à venir. Donc demain, on va continuer sur la pacification et après-demain sur la vision supérieure. Et en fait, la vision supérieure, ce ne sera pas vraiment pour tout de suite. Ça sera très important pour les années à venir. Et il va nous donner des instructions vraiment essentielles et qui nous serviront même pendant 20 ans quand on sera dans de grands méditants.
Ok. Sunam deye tom je zuba ni kom ne mi be tanam panze. Jekwa nan che wa loy chuba ye si be son le do wa do. Okay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Thanks, Lama.
Thank you. Demain, on fait une pratique de 7 à 8, mais ça ne sera pas retransmis puisque c'est juste une pratique sans enseignement. Donc, le prochain rendez-vous, c'est à 9h30 demain matin, pour ceux qui sont en visio.
Merci, Cécile, pour
l'introduction. Je trouvais un peu de temps pour c'est égal, lisse, et peut-être facile. Si on peut traduire comme ça, je pense.
C'est ça, c'est lui, il n'y a pas de bruit.